You're listening to WSIU. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Now that the Electoral College has voted, we wait for January, the certification of the Electoral College vote, and Inauguration Day. I talked about the 2020 election with the chair of SIUC's Political Science Department, Tobin Grant, who says we have to look backward to look forward.
In 2000 was one of the rare times at the time where you had the popular vote went one way, and the Electoral College vote didn't reflect the winner there. Then it happens again in 2016, right? And so, you know, and so you have this concern, you know, does it match up or not? You know, it comes back to whether or not you think the Electoral College should be there and there in the first place. And it really was, the history of it is fairly simple, is that it was seen that, you know, they were creating this new office of the president. There was an argument about should Congress pick the person or not. And then they had to figure out, like, well, how are we going to pick it? Or, you know, should it be the House or the Senate? So then they decided to create this new thing out there that was like, okay, you get as many votes as you had in the House plus what you have in the Senate, and we'll just kind of do it. And it just kind of worked out that it matched up, you know, with what the public wanted. But whether or not it works or not, the chances of it changing are going to be pretty slim to none, you know, because it has to go through, get the approval of senators from small states that are overrepresented in the Electoral College, as well as those states have to be willing to go along with it. So if the gap became bigger over time or something, and there was a lot of political pressure on it, possibly, but, you know, it's, you know, it's just part of American, you know, society, American politics. That's just a quirky part, but it worked this time.
People have long looked at the United States as a leader when it comes to democracy and the fact that it can have a transition of power that is peaceful. This year, it hasn't looked as peaceful. Do you think that the nation's status in the world as a leader in democracy is still in the same place?
No, it's definitely not in the same place. I mean, we can see this with surveys that are done of other countries and their perceptions of the U.S. And there's actually a real interesting phenomenon going on. If we look at surveys in the U.S., the people's satisfaction with where the U.S. is in the world has actually improved during the Trump administration. So as the public, they see them, the kind of a U.S. place in the world is better now than it was 4 years ago. And then other countries, they look at it and it's not. And there's definitely partisan differences with that as well. But yes, when you talk to, if you do talk to people from Europe or other places and they're looking at the U.S. going, what is going on? You know, in the sense of, and it's not the, you know, just the politics of it that we would think about, but it's just acknowledging, like, not criticizing our voting system when it is rigorous and it is solid and you can trust it. Acknowledging who won and who lost and not coming up with conspiracy theories about everything else that's going on. The fact that we have to even be worried at all about violence, you know, against electors in the Electoral College, like they have up in Michigan, you know, where there's, you know, bomb threats, or, you know, even that talk is just something that we really, you know, we should be very concerned about and be trying to figure out ways to tamp that down and get past it and just kind of get back to normal when it comes to the elections and campaigns.
Finally, in your experiences with students in the political science department, what is their takeaway from the 2020 election? Are there changes that they can see they want to make in the world, or are they kind of throwing their hands up like so many of us saying, I don't know what to think?
No, I think, you know, one of the fun parts about, you know, teaching at a university is that I get a lot of students where this, if they're voting, it's the first time that they're voting, right? And just being able to see that excitement that they have, and they took it very seriously this year. I mean, they took it real seriously in 2016 as well, but the fact that it's, you have a pandemic going on and they had to go through that extra effort to make sure that they knew where to vote, how to vote, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And just, you know, just seeing the excitement that they're like, okay, yeah, in this case, I've had Donald Trump as president for 4 years. Do I like him? Do I not like him? And then there was some serious, you know, and you could see it with students that they took it very seriously whenever they talked about it and they thought about it, especially, you know, it's their first time. And so they're really thinking through and they wanted to make the right choice. And so it's always encouraging to see that whenever you have students who do that.
That's Tobin Grant, the chair of SIUC's Political Science Department. And I'm Jennifer Fuller. This is In Focus.